Lift him up, December 18, to glorify God, our great motive. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. We are all living on probation. Those who have passed into their graves have been tested and tried to see if they would realize their responsibility to serve God. A desire to glorify God should be to us the most powerful of all motives. It should lead us to make every exertion to improve the privileges and opportunities provided for us, to use wisely the Lord's goods. It should lead us to keep brain, bone, and muscle in the most healthful condition, that our physical strength and mental clearness may help us to be faithful stewards. Selfish interest must ever be held subordinate, for if given room to act, it contracts the intellect, hardens the heart, and weakens moral power. Daniel was regarded by the Lord as a man because he was a steward who traded faithfully on his Lord's goods. He did not forget God, but placed himself in the channel of light, where he could commune with God in prayer. And we read that God gave Daniel and his fellows knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. In every place, let those around you see that you give God the glory. Let man be put in the shade. Let God appear as the only hope of the human race. Every man must rivet his character building to the eternal rock, Christ Jesus. Then it will stand amid storm and tempest. God will prepare the mind to recognize him who alone can help the striving, struggling soul. All who stand under his banner, he will educate to be faithful stewards of his grace. God has given man immortal principles, to which every human power must one day bow. He has given us truth in trust. The precious beams of this light are not to be hidden under a bushel, but are to give light to all that are in the house. Truth, imperishable truth, is to be made prominent. Show those with whom you come in contact that the truth is of consequence to you. It means much to you to stand by the principles that will live through the eternal ages. God has given every man talents, that his name may be exalted. Not that man may be lauded and praised, honored and glorified, while the giver is forgotten. All have been entrusted with God's gifts, from the lowest and most poverty-stricken to the highest and wealthiest. Let none waste their God-given time in regrets that they have only one talent. Spend every moment in using the talents that you have. They are the Lord's, to be returned to him. It is not your own property you are handling, but the Lord's. One day he will come to receive his own with usury. Faithfully fulfill your appointed stewardship, that you may meet him in peace.